name is Fina Mendoza. I moved to Washington, D.C. with my older sister Gabby because Papa works in the U.S. Capitol. He's a congressman. Me? I solve mysteries.
Purse on the conveyor belt.
It's a backpack.
On the conveyor belt.
But I have my family pass. My dad is Congressman Arturo Mendoza.
I don't care if your dad is Speaker of the House. All bags go through the X-ray machine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, step through.
I'm trying to find my sweatshirt. I thought maybe I left it here at the south entrance. Navy blue, St. Philip's patch on the front. Oh, sorry. My bracelets.
In the plastic tub.
Oops, forgot one. Have you seen it? It's a hoodie and it's got a hole in the elbow?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Do I look like I'm lying?
No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I'll just go.
No running.
Sweatshirt. Not on the bench. Not under the bench. Not under the fake Magna Carta. Not under the National Mall. Well, maybe it's under the National Mall, but it's not under the table model of the National Mall. Stop staring at me, Caesar Rodney. Just because you signed the Declaration of Independence doesn't mean you know everything. You're just a stupid statue.
You wouldn't even be in the Capitol crypt after visiting ours, Fina Mendoza, if you hadn't lost your school sweatshirt again.
Who asked you, Caesar Rodney? It has to be here somewhere. What did Mama say every time I lost something? Retrace your steps. Where were you the last time you remember having it? Okay, so I know I was wearing it after school. There were all those crunchy leaves in the park, and I put one in my pocket. Maybe it's up in Papa's Rules Committee room. No, I don't think so. Think, Fina. It's so quiet in here.
What's the matter, Fina Mendoza? Crypt's a little too spooky for you? What are you, a scaredy cat?
I'm not scared, it's just...
Just what? Whatever were you doing in the crypt anyway? The tour groups are long gone.
I came to see the table with the National Mall model, the one with the two Washington monuments in the middle.
I see.
You see nothing. You have marble eyes.
I see the real story. You came here because you have no place else to go.
Not true.
Of course it's true. Your sister Gabby has band practice, and your papa says you have to come straight to the Capitol after school until he's finished working. It's not like you can go over to some friend's house after school. You have no friends, do you?
I have friends. Back in Los Angeles.
But not here in Washington, D.C. Poor Fina.
Stop talking to me. Statues don't talk.
Oh, don't they? Are you sure about that?
I need to find my sweatshirt. Shh! I hear something.
Like what?
Hello?
Something like a ghost?
Hello? Is somebody there? Why do they turn the lights so low?
Energy conservation? Speaking of ghosts, you know, they were supposed to bury George Washington here, in the crypt. But Martha wanted the president home with her at Mount Vernon. Suppose George wanted to be buried in the crypt? Maybe it's his ghost coming back to haunt you. Maybe he waited until all the tourists were gone and the only person left in the crypt was the little girl who forgot where she left her hoodie.
Shh! What's that shadow on the wall? It's like a giant question mark. I came for my sweatshirt. Okay, so it's a stupid school sweatshirt. It doesn't really matter. I mean, if it's lost forever, who cares? Oh, sure, Gabby will probably yell at me about being irresponsible, and Papa will make me use my birthday money to buy a new one. Look, I'm sorry. I'll just leave now. Don't!
Don't what? Still here, kid?
I thought I heard something.
It's an old building. You hear lots of things. Some folks say you can even hear the statues talk at night.
Really?
No, not really. What? Do you believe everything everybody tells you?
No.
Newbies. You come here from all across the country. Fly in on Monday night and fly out on Thursday. You'll never figure out D.C.
But I heard something.
You did you?
Maybe an animal? An angry creature.
A cat, maybe?
Yes!
Ah, the demon cat. You have heard of the demon cat, haven't you?
Demon cat? Right. Besides, the creature I saw was bigger than a cat. Much bigger.
Oh, the rumor is...
Oh boy, here it comes.
Occasionally, people will see a black cat that swells to the size of a Mini Cooper, eyes glowing, hissing, and spitting.
And yowling?
So they say. It usually makes an appearance right before something really bad happens.
How bad?
Depends. A lawmaker loses an election?
Big deal. I'm not a member of Congress, and Papa won his last election by a zillion votes.
Or bad luck follows you wherever you go, like the tail of the demon cat. Someone could even die. Beware the curse. The curse of the demon cat of Capitol Hill.
If you'd only listen to my argument here.
That's a bit out of line, don't you think?
Whatever happened to pork barrel politics?
But this is something half the members of my caucus want included.
Look, Mendoza, just because you're the ranking member here.
Yes, and don't complain about the privilege of the position.
Yeah. There's Papa, busy as usual.
They don't look happy, do they?
Oh, hey, Claudia.
Hey, Fina. Nice headband.
Thanks.
Stars and stripes. Oh, I wish my hair was long enough to wear a headband.
Yeah, but it would probably get in the way of your glasses.
You're probably right.
It looks like it's going to be a while.
You know the drill. They don't call the Rules Committee the last chance committee for nothing. Everybody and their sister tries to get every idea under the sun tucked away into this bill or that one. It's the job of your dad and the Rules Committee to decide which ones are appropriate.
Like a traffic cop, Papa says.
Your papa is one smart cookie. And a very busy one at the moment.
It looks like all those lawmakers are mad at him.
Not mad, just... passionate. Hey, you have any homework to do?
Yeah, math.
Ugh, I hear ya. History was more my subject.
D.C. history, too?
Sure.
Did you ever hear of the demon cat of Capitol Hill?
Oh, that old story. Ah, they drag it out every Halloween. Beware the demon cat, the feline that swells to the size of a bus. A sign that bad things are about to happen.
Find it yet?
No, Papa, not yet.
Fina Fine, that's the second sweatshirt you've lost this month.
It's not lost, Papa. I just haven't found it.
I hope your math is better than your logic. Ready to go?
Ready.
I'll put these files on your desk, Congressman.
Thank you, Claudia.
Here, Fina, take the office sweater.
The office has its own sweater?
Staffers use it when the air conditioning is working too well, which is just about all the time.
Thanks.
Please, don't lose this one.
Ha ha. Just because I'm not the most organized person in the Mendoza family doesn't mean I lose everything.
Pretty, isn't it?
What?
The U.S. Capitol. Behind you. Most beautiful building in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I like how they turn on the light when you're voting at night.
Come on, Slowpoke. Your sister Gabby will yell at us again for coming home late for dinner.
Papa, have you ever heard of The Demon Cat?
Is that a movie you want to go see?
No, The Demon Cat of Capitol Hill. It's really, really bad luck.
Fina, there's no such thing as The Demon Cat of Capitol Hill.
I knew you were going to say that.
Someone's just trying to trick you.
But, Papa...
Office phone. Hello. Oh, yes, Carlos. The event on the 27th. The Veterans Roundtable. See if we can open it up to the public. Okay. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Papa?
Hmm?
What happens if you lose your election?
Election day is 14 months away.
But if you do?
Well, then we'll move back to Los Angeles, and I'll go back to work for the union.
When you worked for the union, you were gone all the time.
All those hotel housekeepers and restaurant busboys needed someone to help fight for bigger paychecks.
At least when you got elected to Congress, you flew home 52 weekends a year.
Plus spring break, plus the whole month of August when Congress is on summer vacation. Excuse me, district work period. Now that we're all here in D.C., you'll be sick of me before you know it.
Do you believe in curses, Papa?
Like all the swear words you're not allowed to say?
No, like the curses that give you bad luck, like seeing the demon cat.
Now, Fina, what did I say? There's no such thing as a demon cat.
Yes, but what if there was one?
Hey, Claudia.
Family phone.
In my coat pocket. What was that? Oh, yeah. No. We've got that on my schedule already.
Mendoza family.
Yes, that's who I'm calling.
Abuelita, when do you get here?
And hello to you too, Miss Josefina Mendoza. I'm flying on Saturday. You know, the cheapest day to fly. I gotta count my pennies so I can spend them on the things I want to spend them on. Your father tells me you have a long list of things in Washington, D.C. to show me.
Places you'll like, Abuelita. There's a gigantic glass greenhouse down the hill from the Capitol. The Botanic Gardens, so you don't have to worry about not being able to see flowers, even in winter. And they have Julia Child's whole kitchen in the National Museum of American History. Except her pots and pans are behind plastic walls, so you don't get to touch anything. Oh, and Abuelita, I saw Justice Sotomayor in person.
No me digas. Sonia Sotomayor?
Gabby and I got to go inside the actual Supreme Court. You have to sit on hard benches way in the back behind all these bald lawyers, and it's hard to see Justice Sotomayor because she sits over near the end. Papa says that's because she's one of the newest justices. Oh, but Abuelita, she wears jangly bracelets just like me.
So many things to see, mija. I'll wear my running shoes. Hmm? What else?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Abuelita, do you believe in luck?
Por supuesto. I am the luckiest woman in the world. I am coming to live with my two beautiful granddaughters in the most important city in America, where my son is the most important man in the Congress.
But, Abuelita, do you believe in bad luck? Like a curse?
Who is putting a curse on my favorite granddaughter?
No one, not exactly.
Bueno.
But just in case.
Just in case. Cinnamon sticks.
What?
For luck. Put a cinnamon stick in your backpack. That should hold you until I get there. ¿Estás bien?
Sí, abuelita. I love you.
Ay, mija. Te amo aún más. I love you even more. See you Saturday?
Sí, abuelita. Bye.
Bye-bye, mija.
That sounds fine, Claudia. Tell him I'll meet him tomorrow at 9. Uh-huh.
Well, hello. I've seen you before.
Wow.
Well, good for you. Or maybe not too good, Fina? I hear you've met my cousin.
There's no such thing as a demon cat. There's no such thing as a demon cat.
Wow.
No such thing as a demon cat? You sure about that? You already lost your sweatshirt. You want to lose something that's really valuable?
I know you're not really talking to me. You're just a stupid cat.
Stay away from the crypt, Fina Mendoza, if you know what's good for you.
Okay, bye. Andale, Fina. It's getting late.
Coming, Papa.
Beware the curse, Fina Mendoza. The curse of the demon cat.
No, no, no! I can't get out of the house in any of that.
What's the matter, Gabby?
See for yourself. My clothes. The missing box. The movers found it in Omaha and dropped it off this afternoon, but look, ruined.
They are kind of crinkly.
See what happens when everything you own sits around in some warehouse in Omaha for 2 months? Even my jeans have creases in all the wrong places. And I can't even iron anything because the iron's still missing.
This black sweater isn't too bad. What are the little crispy things on the inside? Looks like rice.
Don't touch my stuff.
I wasn't touching. I was looking at all the holes.
My favorite sweater! What did you do to it?
I didn't do anything.
Ew, Mom!
Get it away from me! Stop it!
What's wrong?
Bugs eating my clothes.
Calm down, mija. I thought the house was on fire.
They're everywhere. My sweaters are ruined.
I'm sorry, Gabby. We'll take them to the cleaners to get rid of the moths and see what...
It's your fault. My clothes were fine in L.A. My life was fine in L.A. If we hadn't moved, my clothes wouldn't have gotten lost in Missouri or Iowa or someplace else in the middle of the country and gotten infested with bugs.
Hello? We'll talk later.
We never talk later. You're a professional talker. You talk to everybody, the president and voters and even Republicans. You never talk to me.
Mija, I always...
Just go away!
Yes, it's me. Uh-huh. Listen, I'll have to call you back later.
The demon cat. Again. What's next? And what can I do to stop it?
All right, class, settle down, settle down. Okay, now you have 5 minutes before the bell rings. I want you to break up into your small groups to work on vocabulary.
I'm the group leader.
Says who?
My mom is chief of staff for a senator. And since senators are the most important people on Capitol Hill, that makes me the boss.
Fina, you can join Becca's group.
Yes, Miss Greenwood.
Why don't you sit over there? We don't want all your dandruff to get all over us.
It's not dandruff. It's cinnamon. We didn't have any cinnamon sticks, so I used the sprinkly kind.
Smells like you poured the whole bottle in your backpack. Yuck.
I like the smell. You can sit by me, Fina.
Thanks.
Valiant. Valiant.
Someone brave, like my papa when he stands up in front of a room full of people giving a speech. Or like me and Gabby moving all the way across the country.
I didn't ask you, Miss Fina Mendoza. Dusk. Michael.
The stuff you find under your bed?
That's dust, you doofus. Dusk. The time of day right after sunset.
Oh, you mean twilight.
Did you say something, Miss Fina Mendoza?
No.
All right, class. You can finish the rest of the words on your list for homework.
Oops.
Hey, my backpack.
Clumsy.
You squished my banana into my picture of... Oh, no.
Bye.
Here, let me wipe off the banana smudge.
Thanks.
The lady in the picture, she's really pretty.
It's my mom.
Nice. Here, you hold the backpack and I'll put your stuff back into it.
Thanks.
What's this?
What's what?
That little plastic cat.
It's not mine.
No worries. I'll just leave it on Miss Greenwood's desk.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah?
You wanna do homework with me?
Sorry, can't today. My mom's picking me up after school for karate class. Who's picking you up?
Nobody. My dad signed the walk to school permission slip, so I can walk, bicycle, ride a scooter, or skateboard home unaccompanied by an adult or older student.
I wish I could walk, bicycle, ride a scooter, or skateboard home unaccompanied.
When we lived back in Los Angeles, my abuelita used to walk me to school. But abuelita isn't here yet, and my sister Gabby has to take 2 metro trains to her new high school. So Papa walks me to school, and I walk myself to Papa's office after school. Papa says Capitol Hill is safer than Fort Knox with Capitol policemen on every corner.
Right, cool. Anyway, that's my mom. Gotta go. See you tomorrow, Fina.
Guess I better walk my unaccompanied self over to Papa's office.
Hurry up, you stupid mutt. I've got a ton of emails to get through.
What's her name?
Senator something. She's a he.
Oh, sorry, Senator. That's quite the dance.
Stop!
How did Senator Something get his name?
The congresswoman wanted to name him after a famous senator, but she couldn't decide which one. So we just called him Senator Something until the boss figured out which senator she wanted to name her dog after. That was 5 years ago.
Well, he is something, so Senator Something is the perfect name. What kind is he?
I'd say mutt, but the boss says he's a briard. Some French breed that used to herd sheep. If the good senator doesn't get a move on, I'm going to be late for a meeting.
I wish I had a big old orange dog. I'll bet he could scare away any stupid old cat, demon or not. Excuse me, but I think I can help you. Maybe let you get to your whatever it is you're going to be late for, and I'll take care of Senator Something.
You?
You know, I'm practically a professional dog walker. Lots of experience. In fact, I used to have my own dog walking company back in California.
You're what, 9 years old?
10, double digits.
And you had your own dog walking company.
I got paid to feed the tailor's dog when they went away on vacation last summer.
You're that California congressman's kid. I've seen you in the speaker's lobby during votes.
I'm Fina Mendoza. My father is Congressman Arturo Mendoza from California's 34th District. I'm completely trustworthy.
Fine. $5 a day.
I don't have $5.
No, I pay you $5.
For walking him?
Bring him back to Rayburn 435 when he's finished with his exercise routine. The boss, Congresswoman Mitchell, says he's getting fat and lazy. Kind of like the boss. Here.
What's that for?
For the poop.
Oh, yeah. The poop. I forgot about that.
Thanks, Miss Mendoza. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on my way now.
Miss Mendoza. So professional. As if I was a staffer on the Hill. You like it, Senator? Me too. I don't have a meeting in 10 minutes. I don't have anything to do except 4 pages of math homework. What do you think about cats, Senator Something? What do you think about a demon cat? My feelings, exactly.
Hey, Claudia, I've got a new job.
Let me guess. It has something to do with an orange orangutan.
What?
You've got orange hair all over your school uniform. Lucky for you, I carry a lint roller in my handbag.
You carry everything in your handbag.
So I do. Here, let me defer you. Good thing it's not black fur, or I'd suspect that you were wrestling with the demon cat. You're not laughing. You're still worried about that, huh?
Not worried, exactly.
Well, you know what Miss Marple would say. The truth can never be as awful as one's imaginings.
Who's Miss Marple? Does she work on Capitol Hill, too?
She's a famous detective.
A detective? Detectives get to ask questions without people thinking it was nosy. Claudia, how does a detective do it? Detect, I mean.
Well, I don't know any real-life detectives, but on TV they interview witnesses and ask a lot of questions and inspect the scene of the crime looking for clues. I predict your dad will be coming out of his office in one...
Fina Fine, I'm on my way to vote. Want to come?
Of course. See you, Claudia.
Bye.
I hear you've made a new friend on the Hill.
A dog, Papa.
I think it was President Truman who said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog.
I got a job, Papa. $5 a day to walk Senator something after school.
Senator something?
That's his name, the dog's name.
Every day, Fina?
$5 a day times maybe 4 days a week. By Christmas, I'd have enough money to fly Trina out for a visit. She could see real snow for the first time.
Speaking of snow, it's going to be really cold walking that dog when winter gets here.
I'd be getting lots of exercise with all that walking. You know how you're always bugging me to get more exercise.
What about homework?
I can do both. No problem.
Taking care of a dog is a big responsibility, Fina.
Just because I misplaced my sweatshirt...
Lost it twice.
That doesn't mean I'm not responsible. Please, Papa.
Okay, three conditions. One, you check in first thing at my office right after school. Two, you only walk the dog on Capitol Hill property where the guys in uniform can keep their eyes on you. Three, you use your dog walking money to replace your lost sweatshirt. Agreed?
Agreed.
1 second. I have to see Mr. Churchill.
Why do you do that, Papa? Touch his nose, that statue?
For luck. We are still masters of our fate. We still are captain of our souls.
Was Winston Churchill a sea captain?
Winston Churchill was the man who saved England during the Second World War. Come on.
But you're going into the crypt.
How many times have you walked this route with me, Fina? Of course we're walking through the crypt.
But... what's that?
Fina, where are you? What's wrong?
Nothing, just looking.
No time, gotta vote. Come on!
I'm Fina Mendoza, dog walker and lady detective. The banging isn't the demon cat trying to escape and curse the Mendozas. It's just the beat up old air conditioner making noise. Nothing to be scared of. Unless I'm wrong. Unless...
Fina!
Hey, how's the family, Jim?
Fine, fine. Let me show you some pictures of my daughter's science fair project.
Ugh, that flight from Tulsa was the worst. Turbulence the entire way.
Hey, how about those Red Sox? They had a good record for a long time now.
Yeah, but they're not hitting it out of the park like they used to.
How come there's no saved seats on the House floor, Papa?
I don't know.
And all the Democrats bunch together on the left side, and the Republicans always sit with other Republicans on the right side of the chamber. Oh, who's that one guy running around?
A whip. He wrangles votes.
Wrangles?
He talks to party members to make sure they vote the way the party leader wants them to. It was the whip's job to make sure there were enough votes to pass the bill. Whips have to be very good at math.
I guess I'll never be a whip. It's kind of like recess, without the jump rope.
Here you go.
Your voting card.
Go on. Put it in the yes machine.
You're going to let me vote on the bill?
You sure you want to do that?
Hello, ma'am.
You know, Mr. Mendoza, they could throw you out of Congress for that, letting someone else cast your ballot for you.
Did I do something to get you fired, Papa? That's one of the curses of the demon cat, you know? A politician loses his job.
Carol, you think just because you hired my daughter to walk your dog, you can tease her whenever you want?
Not her, Mr. Mendoza, just you. She's the best dog walker on Capitol Hill. At least that's what Senator something says.
Senator who? Or the dog?
Congresswoman Mitchell, was that a picture of you with President Reagan in your office?
Why, yes, indeed it was.
Does that mean you've been in D.C. a long time?
I suppose it does.
And you know a lot of stuff about the old days in Washington?
I suppose I do. You take care now. I've got to go vote.
Congresswoman Mitchell, how old are you?
What's that?
I was wondering if you were the oldest person in Congress?
Fina, you have better manners than that. Apologize, please.
But...
Fina?
Sorry, Congresswoman. Sorry, Papa.
Come on. We're done here. I truly appreciate you taking the time to write that check, Mrs. Alvarez. You can make it out to Mendoza Victory Fund. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Worst part of my job, Fina, asking people to give me money to run for re-election. I think I can squeeze in one more call before we get home.
You're sure you're not mad at me, Papa?
Fina, Fine, just be a little bit more political next time. Pretend you're running for office. Calling Congresswoman Mitchell old isn't going to get you any votes.
Right. Papa?
Hmm?
About the demon cat.
That's probably Gabby wondering where we are.
And griping that dinner's on the table getting cold.
It's your tia Catalina. Hey, cat. Calm down. Tell me what's wrong. What do you mean catastrophe? How did she break her leg?
Who broke her leg?
Which hospital? Okay. There's a flight out to LA in about an hour. I'll get there as soon as I can. Bye.
What happened, Papa?
Your grandmother. Let me call the office. The doctors put her leg in a cast, but they're keeping her in the hospital because of her blood pressure. Hey, Claudia. It's me. I need you to book me on the 7:15 tonight out of Reagan National. Family emergency. Right.
It's the curse. The curse of the demon cat.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Bye. Hustle up, Fina.
How bad, Papa?
Bad enough. It's not just her leg. Your grandmother fainted before she fell. The doctors are worried about her heart.
Where were you guys?
I've got to get back to L.A., Gabby. Your grandmother's in the hospital. Listen, Gabby, you're 15 and a half now, old enough to be in charge until I get back. I'll call as soon as I get some news. You girls go to school tomorrow as usual, and call me or Claudia day or night if you have any problems. I'm going to go grab a change of clothes.
We'll be all alone?
It'll be fine, Fina. You'll see.
Don't you feel it, Gabby?
Feel what?
The tingling? The curse of the demon cat?
Don't be silly.
Gabby, would you please call a cab for me?
I just know it. Our bad luck is just beginning. So here's what I'm thinking, Senator Something. If I'm supposed to be a lady detective, I need to start detecting. I looked up Demon Cat on the internet, and there were all these stupid pictures of cats with devil horns and pointy tails and bright red eyes. They look like cartoon cats. I know, right? But I did find out that in the old days, they kept cats in the Capitol tunnels to kill rats. The demon cat was supposedly the one cat that never left.
So I have an idea. What do you think about returning to the scene of the crime? We just need to nose around and look for clues. You're good at that, aren't you? And if you do a good job, I have a special treat for you. It's the Washington Monument, a plastic one. You want to play? Oh, all right, just for a minute. Catch! I don't like that statue of Caesar Rodney either. He doesn't look very nice.
Shh. Yeah, I'm just leaving the Capitol now. The guys are meeting where? To tune in?
It's different after all the tourists go home. Still enough light for me to make notes in my detective notebook. CSUNET or something? It says DC on the cover. Everybody will think it's about the District of Columbia. But you and me are the only ones who know it's all about the demon cat. So if I use my five senses, no unusual smells. Wait, is that a cigarette? No, not a cigarette. A cigar like the one Theo Tom smokes. You're not supposed to smoke in the Capitol. Cigarettes or cigars. That's an unusual smell. Enough sitting. Let's do some detecting. Let's try over on the Senate side of the Capitol. Where are you going, Senator something? That's the old Supreme Court chamber. Don't be silly, Senator. There's no food over there on the floor. It's just concrete. All right, all right. Let me take a closer look. Move, Senator. What are those? Paw prints! I know, I see them! More paw prints over there! Tiny ones, the size of a cat! Good boy, Senator! You must be part bloodhound. I wish I had my own cell phone. Then I could take a picture and send it to Papa. I know, I've got a pencil in my backpack. See, Senator? You take a piece of paper and put it down over the paw prints. We used to do this in third grade with leaves, except we use crayons to make autumn colors. We don't have red or orange yellow leaves in California. Did you know that, Senator something? There it is, Senator something. Real evidence. Evidence of the demon cat. Shh. I'm going to put the evidence in my backpack.
Evening. You lost?
No, sir. Just waiting for my dad, Congressman Mendoza. But I guess we'll be heading back to the House side of the Capitol.
Well, you have a nice evening. Here?
You too, sir. Why did you stop? Come on, Senator. I don't like hanging around in the crypt any longer than I have to. Something's in there. Behind that grate. Something or someone wants to get out. I see it. That long, skinny shadow. It looks like a cat. We've got to get out of here, Senator. Come on, Senator something. I'm serious. We've got to go. This is no time to play. Yes, that's the model of the National Mall. Now let's get a move on. Yes, I see. There are two Washington monuments on it. Now let's go. No, Senator something. Down, Senator something. Get down. Senator something, no. That is not your squeaky toy.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Come on, Senator.
Get down from there. Get down, you stupid dog.
He's not stupid.
Get him down, now. You people think you can do anything you want to do just because you're a member of Congress.
But I'm not a member.
Or the kid of a member of Congress, or the wife of a congressman. Freshman lawmakers show up at the X-ray machine without their congressional pins and say, "How dare you ask me to take off my belt? Don't you know who I am?" Think they walk on water. Treating Capitol police officers like their own personal police department. Do you know what one guy asked me to do? Walk around the block to keep an eye on his wife while she walked their dog. There shouldn't be dogs in the Capitol, or kids of congressmen either. Get him down, now.
Come on, Senator Something, come on.
Hey, what's that in your mouth? Destroying U.S. property. Ooh, you are in so much trouble.
Drop it. Drop it, Senator Something.
That's it. Take that dog out of here, now. And don't let me ever catch you here again, either one of you. Do you understand me? Wanton destruction of government property.
But...
out! Your father will hear about this from the OCAS.
The what? Never mind. Come on, Senator Something. Chalk one up for the demon cat.
You're late. I was gonna call Papa.
Gabby, Senator Something broke the national mall model and the OCAS is going to call Papa and Papa's going to yell at me and I don't even know what the OCAS is. I'll probably get a bill for $1 million to fix the broken pieces of the Washington Monument and I don't have $1 million and stop.
Here.
Scissors?
I got to thinking about all the things we thought Abuelita was going to do when she got here, and all the things she won't be able to do with a broken leg, like unpacking all our moving boxes.
Or walking me to school, or going down the basement to do the laundry.
I thought we could help, at least with the unpacking. How about this? Let's each unpack 2 boxes, and I'll figure out what to make for dinner. Deal?
Deal.
I'll go first. Ta-da! The new toaster. No more burnt toast for breakfast. Your turn.
How much do you think it costs to fix the Washington Monument? Not the big one. The one on the National Mall table.
I don't know.
Papa will make me give all of my dog walking money to the architect of the Capitol.
Open a box. What is it?
It's our Christmas manger set. See? All the little shepherds and donkey and wise men are still wrapped in their newspaper. Look! The little sheep has a broken leg.
You didn't get much of a Christmas last year, did you, Fina? Papa didn't even get a Christmas tree.
Mama loved Christmas.
Remember the year when you were old enough to make tamales? You and me and Mama and all the cousins.
Tia Catalina's kitchen was like a tamale factory.
The smell of chilies roasting, corn husks soaking on the stove.
The mess we had to clean up after our masa fight.
Your tamales looked like lumpy hot dogs.
Mama called them Dodger dogs. Mm.
After midnight mass, all those people wanted to talk to Papa, but he took us home for champurrado on the front porch.
I can still smell the cinnamon in the hot chocolate. Maybe it was there to keep us safe.
Mama asked Papa for a prayer. He always said it was easier to do that out on our porch than in church, where babies were crying and the choir was singing too loud.
He likes the silence. So do I.
But not tonight. Give me the little lamb and I'll glue it back together. Tape up the box and we'll put it in the hall closet. Come on, brownies. We need to make brownies.
Where did you get actual baking ingredients?
I figured out how to order groceries online. Don't tell Papa. He'd say that proves we don't need a car in DC. He's wrong. We do need a car. There we go. Yogurt and mini carrots. Protein vegetables. Even Abuelita can't complain about us not eating a healthy dinner. That should leave plenty of room for dessert, don't you think?
I'll get it. Mendoza residents.
Fina fine.
How is she, Papa? How is Abuelita?
Cracking jokes and demanding to come home. You know, Fina, you were named after the right relative.
Ha ha. When does she get out of the hospital?
Not for another few days. The doctors want to keep an eye on her. How are you guys doing?
We're fine, Papa.
Let me talk to him, Fina. So, Papa, should I open the mail? Should I sign Fina's permission slip for her class field trip? Can I use a credit card to buy a new pair of jeans?
Sure, okay. And only if you keep the jeans under $100.
Yes. My turn. Come on, Gabby.
Here.
When are you coming back, Papa?
After they release her grandmother from the hospital and I get her settled at Tia Catalina's house. I'll be back Tuesday night for votes. But if you guys need me before that, just call and I'll be on the next plane.
Tuesday night? It's only Friday.
I know what you're worried about. Saturday night's Halloween. I know I promised to take you trick-or-treating this year, but Gabby can take you, okay?
Okay, Papa.
And Fina, I heard about the vandalism in the crypt.
But Papa, Senator something didn't deliberately destroy...
I've spoken on the phone with the OCAS.
What is the OCAS, Papa?
Office of Congressional Accessibility Services. It's their table, and they want to talk to you. Monday, right after school, okay?
By myself?
If you want, I can call them back and ask them to wait until I get back to Washington, and we'll go together.
That's okay, Papa. Senator something is my responsibility. I'll talk to them.
Good. I'm proud of you. We'll talk more about it when I get home. In the meantime, stay out of the crypt.
Okay, Papa. I love you.
Te amo aún más.
A whole weekend without Papa, Gabby. Anything could happen. Anything.
Okay, you go talk to the reference librarian about your fictitious demon cat. I'll be over in nonfiction.
The demon cat isn't fiction, she's real.
Whatever. I'll be over there in the stacks. I want to do some research about the DC drive. Never mind.
Do research? Oh, there's the reference desk. Excuse me, can you help me? I need some facts.
Of course, that's what a library's for.
Do you have any books about the demon cat?
Of Capitol Hill? Of course, it's Halloween weekend, isn't it? Let's see if there's anything left on the shelf. Here's one. It's got a whole chapter about the demon cat. Will that do?
Thank you. When the cat looks at you, its eyes have all the hue and ferocity of a fire engine. But it says the cat hasn't appeared in the Capitol for a long time. Shh. The roller derby team in Washington is called the DC Demon Cats.
I'm afraid that's the only book we have on the shelf. We get a lot of checkouts around Halloween for DC ghost stories. What about some old periodicals?
Periodi what?
Oh, here you go. August 1st, 1909. The Shawnee Daily Herald from Oklahoma. There's a story about the antics of a very lively cat and a most amusing tale.
Thank you. A man who works in the basement of the Capitol found a couple of walnuts and tied the half shells on the 4 feet of the pet cat. A pet cat in the Capitol? More proof there's an actual cat. At least there was an actual cat 100 years ago. Boy, I bet that guy got pretty scratched up. The noise of these shells on the marble floors at midnight and the semi-darkness as the distracted cat scampered about trying to get rid of her new shoes gave the watchers the worst fright of their lives.
You find what you needed?
Not exactly.
Well, here, I also printed out this blog. It says that a family of black cats lived here back in George Washington's time, when Capitol Hill was called Jenkins Hill. And in the 1790s, when workers started building the Capitol, they destroyed the cat's home and they scattered the kittens. And allegedly, that mama cat has been wandering the crypt for the last 2 centuries, looking for her lost babies. That's a sad story.
It is. Thanks for your help.
Of course. Anytime.
Ready to go? I'm already checked out.
What's that? The essential guide to passing your driver's?
Let's go. Papa says I'm supposed to take you trick-or-treating. Got a costume?
I got it figured out.
Let me guess. Your favorite Supreme Court Justice, Sonia Sotomayor.
I borrowed a black graduation gown from the St. Philip's Lost and Found box, and I'll wear my white blouse underneath. Can you help me poof out my hair and make the curls stick out? I've got a bunch of jangly bracelets, and I even found a pair of Papa's old broken sunglasses. The black framed ones with the broken lens.
Oh my gosh, slow down.
And I've been practicing. How's this?
Trick or treat. Pretty good, Your Honor.
You're supposed to say Madam Justice when you talk to a Lady Justice on the Supreme Court.
Well, Madam Justice better get her rear in gear if she doesn't want to miss out on all the candy. You get it. I'm going up to paint my face like a zombie.
Mendoza residents?
Fina!
Abuelita, how are you?
Right as rain, mija.
You always say weird stuff like that. How is rain right or wrong? But you're better?
Except for the giant boot they put on my foot. And the fact that I left $35 worth of chips on the table.
Everybody else's grandmother does normal grandmother things.
Like what?
I'm not sure exactly, but I bet I have the only abuelita who loves blackjack so much she takes the casino bus all the way to the desert to play at the Indian casino.
Hey, blackjack is educational. You could count up to 21 faster than anyone in your kindergarten class.
What happened, abuelita? I mean to your leg.
Well, I had just won another hand, and I was so happy. I forgot that I was sitting on one of the tall stools at the blackjack table instead of my dining room chair. And I fell off, broke my leg.
Did it hurt?
Not as much as losing track of my chips. When they loaded me into the ambulance, you would think the least the casino could do, the least, was to hold onto my stack of chips while the ambulance took me to the hospital.
Sorry, abuelita. But you're home now. I mean, you're over at Tia Catalina's house, not our old house.
Oh, sí. Your father came, he brought me home from the hospital, and Tia Catalina is taking good care of me.
You bet I am.
How are you two doing?
Pretty good. I have a job, abuelita. I walk a congressional dog named Senator something, and I'm dressing up as Sonia Sotomayor for Halloween. I'm sorry, abuelita, about your leg. I should have told you.
Told me what, mija?
To be careful. I should have told you about the demon cat, except I never thought the curse would reach you in California, and I didn't want to scare you because I remember how you hate scary books and movies and stuff and...
Slow down, Fina. What demon cat?
I saw its shadow and heard its thumping behind the air conditioning grate in the Capitol crypt, and I did all this research at the library. It's a real thing, abuelita. You do believe me, don't you?
Por supuesto. I believe you believe there is a demon cat.
In other words, you're just like Papa. There's no such thing as a demon cat.
even though your leg got broken because of the curse of the demon cat.
Dina, you do have your cinnamon, yeah? To keep away any bad luck.
Gabby found some in the cupboard, the flaky kind.
Not strong enough, Micha. I will send cinnamon sticks back with your father. Much stronger medicine. And how is Gabby? Any calamity?
She's crabby and bossy.
Of course she is. She's taking care of you. Not to worry, Micha. She's not used to being the boss, you know?
I know.
And Micha, it's not for long. The doctor says I will be up and around by Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? That's weeks away.
What do you do with an 8 and a 3?
That's your favorite question. Double down.
It's my famous winning strategy for blackjack.
I know. In blackjack, the best hand is when your cards add up to 21. So if you have an 8 and a 3, all you need is a 10.
And since all the cards with pictures of kings and queens and jacks counted as 10s,
chances are pretty good the next card you get will be a winner. So you double your bet and get one more card.
Double down. I win. That's what you need to do, Micha.
Double down? Double my efforts to find out more about the demon cat. Work twice as hard to find a way to stop it from haunting us.
Andale.
The Fina Mendoza Mysteries podcast is written and produced by Kitty Feldy. Our cast includes Amy Solano as Fina Mendoza, Monica Vigil as Gabby, Raul Garza as Papa, Christine Avila as Abuelita, Linda Graves as Claudia, Laura Stegman as Congresswoman Mitchell, Melanie McQueen as the Capitol Policewoman, Wenzel Jones as the statue of Caesar Rodney, Steve Gamber as John the Staffer, Susan Vallett as Ms. Greenwood, India Scaglione as Becca and William Beamer as Michael, Elizabeth Logan as the Demon Cat, and Steve Dvorkin is Senator Something. Hannah Matzeki is our associate producer. Hunter Feldy is associate sound designer. Our music is by Andrew Barkin, and our logo designer is Imelda Inahosa. The Fina Mendoza Mysteries podcast is based on the award-winning book, Welcome to Washington, Fina Mendoza, published by Black Rose Writing. You can find out more at our website, finamendozamysteries.com. Coming up on the Fina Mendoza Mysteries...
What can you tell us about the demon cat?
Demon cat?
The demon cat of Capitol Hill? It's really bad luck if you see her. Bad things happen, like a grandmother breaking her leg, or a congressman losing an election, or...
Yes, well, let's get back to the visitor center. Let's not scare the tourists.
That's coming up next on the Fina Mendoza Mysteries.